escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night, when the news broke about CBS canceling the Stephen Colbert show, I jumped up off the sofa and just screamed something that I can't even say on the air. I was shocked. And then when I started to think about it more, I wasn't shocked. CBS has no effing backbone. CBS is kissing Trump's booty because they want this merger. Well, CBS is owned by Paramount. Paramount wants this merger with Skydance. And when they merge, they're going to become a $28 billion operation. It's a lot of money. So CBS is kissing butt because CBS is afraid that the FCC, which is under the Trump administration, is not going to approve the merger. So what we have here is we have the president of the United States impacting freedom of speech. And it's really sad. But it's more scary than it is sad. I mean, a lot of you may not understand how scary this is. And some of you are celebrating because, well, you don't like Stephen Colbert because he tells jokes about Donald Trump. You know, every president has had jokes told about them. Donald Trump is more of a fertile ground for joke telling than any other president that I can think of since maybe, maybe Millard Fillmore. I mean, I think they made a lot of jokes about him in the past. But anyway, so they make fun of Donald Trump because he gives them a lot of information. He says a lot of stuff. He does a lot of stuff. And comedians have a field day with him. So it's easy to make fun of him. And then, you know, you have sex with a porn star and that you know, that adds just a whole new area of comedy for the comedians. So I get it. But Donald Trump is very fragile and he's very thin skinned and he can't stand it. And so I think this deal that took place with the $16 million that they recently settled a lawsuit with Donald Trump and paid him $16 million, this was over the editing. Donald Trump sued over the editing of a Kamala Harris interview to make her look good during the campaign. That was the alleged action of the lawsuit. Well, at the time CBS did that, Fox News was doing the same thing with Donald Trump. They were editing interviews. They were editing Donald Trump press conferences and moments with reporters. They were editing that and editing out some of the things that didn't make him look good because Fox News wanted Donald Trump to win the election. They were promoting him. And CBS, you could argue that, well, okay, they were showing another side and trying to promote Kamala Harris as president during the campaign. But what CBS did is exactly what Fox News was doing with Donald Trump. It's a lawsuit that CBS would have won. And legal experts everywhere are saying this is a slam dunk for CBS. So why did they pay the $16 million? They paid the $16 million to Donald Trump because they're afraid that the FCC might not approve the merger that Paramount wants with Skydance, creating this mega billion-dollar operation. Now, Donald Trump alluded to a side deal that had been agreed upon. CBS apparently did not mention that. Now we know what the side deal was. I mean, I went on Substack last night, like right away, and posted a video as soon as I heard the news. And you can go there and comment on that. I did a video also before the show on Substack, and I hope you'll join me there. It's a chance for you to comment, and it's an extension of our show here. So this idea that now they're canceling Stephen Colbert. CBS used all this language about it's really expensive to do a late night show and what they're paying Stephen Colbert and all of this. I mean, they alluded to the financial aspect of this. Well, I looked into this and I looked into the ratings. And I think this kind of proves my point that CBS was kissing up to Donald Trump, that this was This was about stopping Stephen Colbert from telling all those jokes about Donald Trump. The other comedians do it too, but Stephen Colbert was absolutely relentless. Well, Stephen Colbert, out of Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert had the biggest ratings. Stephen Colbert had an average audience of 2.4 million, Jimmy Kimmel, 1.8 million, and Jimmy Fallon, 1.2 million. Donald Trump called Jimmy Fallon a moron. Jimmy Fallon is really, really talented, and I think he's a funny guy, too. My favorite was Stephen Colbert. And look, I admire comedy. I don't care whether you're making fun of a Republican or a Democrat. I like comedy. But there's more comedy focused on Donald Trump, as I have said, because there's more material to work with. There was nothing to work with Joe Biden. I mean, comedians, what are you going to say? Okay, the guy sleeps a lot. He looks sleepy all the time. He's not really there. Okay, what do you do after that? I mean, that was pretty much it. Oh, look, he doesn't walk very well. He's walking very... I mean, there's not a lot there to make fun of once you get past the idea that it looks like he's out of it, which he did look like he was out of it. Now, Greg Gutfeld on Fox News Channel, he has an average nightly audience of 3 million. So he's at 3 million. Stephen Colbert's at 2.4 million. But when you add up, the people who are not watching Greg Gutfeld, you come up with 5.4 million viewers. Adding Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, and Jimmy Fallon's audience together, 5.4 million were not watching Gutfeld. Gutfeld had 3 million. So Gutfeld is doing well because the others are splitting an audience that is not right-wing radical. Now, I think Greg Gutfeld is a funny guy. It's a great show. I wish I were on that show. It's really, it's funny. And I think he does a great job hosting. So I understand why he does well. But it's not like he's total king, because when you add up the other shows, 5.4 million are not watching him. They're watching other shows. And 3 million are watching Greg Gutfeld. So it really comes down to one simple thing. CBS is canceling Stephen Colbert because Donald Trump put pressure on them to shut this guy up because he is simply making fun of Donald Trump every night. And Donald Trump can't stand it. So that's what it comes down to. But this is a direct infringement of freedom of speech.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.